We are learning here Shaar Tevuna Perek Yud Gimel. We're beginning today with a paragraph V'yesh Machmas Leitzonus, and the Chofetz Chaim is discussing the different midos harois, bad character traits that a person has to stay away from. And by staying away from these midos rois, he will prevent himself. It's like a barbed wire fence, and no trespassing, and he will not come to speak Lashon Hara. The first one we discussed is Kas. And the Chofetz Chaim said, if a person cannot work on his Mida, on the Mida of Kas, of anger, if he cannot control his temper, then undoubtedly he will come to speak Lashon Hara. He'll be upset out of the people, and he will lose control and say whatever he wants to say. Now we're discussing Leitzonus. Leitzonus is a little difficult to translate in English. They translate it as scoffing, as ridiculing, maybe cynicism, mockery. It's many times, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the Maharal. I don't want to say it 100% if I can't pinpoint where it is, but I believe that they explain Leitzonus to take a serious situation and make light of it. How? What's the big deal? As we know, the famous pasuk in Mishlei, where you can have one leitz that ruins it for everyone. You have a wonderful shear, a great shear, the Joshua, and one leitz makes one wisecrack remark, and all of a sudden everybody, it's like taking the balloon and putting the needle, little draw, little pinhole, and the whole balloon is deflated. In the meantime, he feels great how everyone's laughing now. He elevated himself. There's a rule in life. There's a rule in life. The rule is, no matter what age we are at, we always want to feel good about ourselves. Whether we are 3 months old and we're getting the attention of being gaga good, whether we are 2 years old, whether we are 22 or 102, I don't know about 102, but okay, for the most part, we all want to feel this feeling of accomplishment, of self-worth. And if we don't have that inner self-worth and feel value for ourselves, then what happens is we come to knock people and put them down and raise ourselves. So here, the lates accustoms himself with this Leitzonus, and he knocks people down and he brings himself up. Let's see what the Chofetz Chaim has to tell us about this Midah Ra. V'yesh machmas Leitzonus d'haynu shehirgel es nafshoy l'Leitzonus. He accustoms himself to Leitzonus. L'chevras anoshim leitzim. As we say, the expression goes, the birds of a feather flock together. He becomes friends with other leitzonim. They breed off each other. They strengthen each other. Al kein mimeilo nimshach gam lisloitzis me'anoshim l'sam v'gnusam. And they are mechuzak. They give strength to each other. To scoff and mock others as well. Up to the point that anyone they meet, they have a wisecrack remark. Not something that makes a person feel good, something which is humorous, but something which, did he just say that? You know, I'm reminding myself, one of these like, what's the person saying? Years ago I had surgery on my shoulder. I had a subluxation, and the ligaments were loose. 3 years after the injury, I finally had surgery. And as I'm on the bed to go in, to be wheeled into the emergency room, to the operating room, I'm standing with my father, and then there are other people in their cubicle who are also waiting on their bed with their family members or friends, waiting to be wheeled in to the operating room. Is this how it always is? That's the, okay, fine. So, I'm about to repeat something. I can't believe this would happen. But my father and I were both there. We looked at each other like, what? A lady who's about to have surgery is there with a few other people. I don't know, friends, family. And the lady who's about to have surgery is lying on that bed, just like I was lying on my bed. And she says something to her friend, and her friend responds back, better you than me. And we're, what'd she say? You're here to give chizuk to the person? And you tell the person who's about to be wheeled into the operating table, better you than me. Doesn't, right, we're all perplexed. Like, how could you have said that? The late intentionally says these things. The person might have slipped. I don't know what. That was ridiculous. I don't know. I just remember looking at my father looking at me. What was that? Al Kain, says the Chavetz Chaim, Mishi Yirtzil Nakos Nafshoi, one who wants to cleanse his soul, Yisboinein the Goydel Israel Eitzonis Bekamin Yonim, he should contemplate the Goydel Israel Eitzonis. We have to realize how bad Leitzonis is. And when a person realizes how bad Leitzonis is, Emet Hashem, he'll be zoiche to take the next steps to avoid Leitzonis. Ki levad shu choyde ba'atzmoy shu echa midalad dvarim shein mekalim p'nei ashchina over ze. Because besides the fact that mockery, scoffing, Leitzonis, in and of itself is a tremendous sin, he enters into a group of people. There are four people who are in such a group. He enters into a group who will not be mekabel p'nei shechina. She'ein mekablin p'nei ashchina over ze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want this leitz to stand before him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want this leitz to be in the same presence as him. Just as a marshal, Esther says to Mordechai, change your clothing. You're around the king's palace. You can't walk around sackcloth, whatever it might be. Change your clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want this leitz to be within his Dalet Amos, to be anywhere near him. Kama Shomer Chazal and Soidim and Beza Menalaf Oid Hu Machti Es Arabim. Furthermore, this person causes other people to sin like him. Shemisabev Oysam Laharbus Beleitzonus. They see he's the big man on the campus. They see how he's getting all the laughs and he's getting elevated at someone else's expense. They see how good he feels. So other people feel, you know what? Let me join in. I want part of the action also. I also want to be elevated. Doesn't matter who I step on. So he encourages other people to do the same. Then he tells us the Chavetz Chaim, Yadua Goydel Ha'inish Shal Machti Yisarabim. We know the tremendous punishment of one who causes others to do averus. She'ein maspikin biyod ilasis teshuvo alizeh, k'mo yishomer Chazal, as Chazal tell us, that a person who causes and encourages other people to do averus, he will not be zoiche to do teshuva. I want to tell you, the Gemara and Sukkah towards the end of the Masechta, I think it's around Nun Beis, around there, tells us a person has to be zoicha, he has to be fortunate to merit to give proper tzedakah. Sometimes a person will give money to certain places, and it's not a tzedakah. You know, we as Jews, we see a pushka, so we naturally take something out of pocket and put something in. I was once leaving a ShopRite, and without thinking, I had some change in my pocket. And as I see this pushka, I take it, I just drop it in, and I continue walking. Then it dawned on me, wait a minute, what did I just do? Who did I just give to? So I turned around. It Baruch Hashem wasn't for a different religion. Yeah, it was something for, it was a pirate type thing, you know, for Darchei Shalom, it's not only appropriate, it's the right thing to do to give, to put something in there. Now, on one hand, it's good that I put something, on the other hand, I wasn't thinking. That's mitzvah sanoshim lomado. You don't just want to. A person has to know, he has to be zoiche to be able to do tshuva. Some people, Hashem says, you will not get the schus to repent. It's a schus. It's a merit. So here, this person who encourages others to do averus will not merit to do teshuva. Ulevad kol zeh besides for all of this. Heis askus bedvarim betelim. Now we come to a very important point, where for many, this subtlety of Dvarim Betalim, nonsense, idle chatter, schmoozing for no purpose, it's a very big problem. And I'm not talking about a case where you have a guest and you can't talk to him about the Gemara, you can't talk to him about a topic in learning, he's not holding in that. And if you would do that, you would make him feel very uncomfortable. And you would not be a good host. And you would not make a Kiddush Hashem. So you talk to him about something of not the greatest of importance. And I saw brought down from your soul Salanter, you mekayim, you fulfill a mitzvah derais of chesed with such a situation, such a person. You talk to him on his level. But what would happen, imagine if somebody would talk to me about the highest mathematical theorems and theories and this and that, I would be lost as soon as he says the word math. What's he trying to show off and prove something to me? So, that's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about a situation where a person should not be discussing Dvarim Betalim. The involvement, the association of Dvarim Betalim, of nonsense, idle chatter, even in the conversation, if this conversation had nothing to do with any topic of forbidden speech, Ma'abed ha'ais, he is wasting time. Time cannot be brought back. The only time which can be brought back, which we know the Chofetz Chaim tells us from previous sources, earlier sources, is that time of chesed that a person does. The chesed that a person does, Hashem says, Mida k'neged mida, I give you the time back. You spend time doing chesed, I will give you that time back. That when a person is involved with nonsense, idle chatter, he loses that opportunity. He could have spent that time learning Torah. He could have spent that time acquiring Olam Haba, the world to come, which is why we are here in this world, to prepare ourselves for the world to come. What comes out is such a person who wastes his time. And the Chofetz Chaim gives examples of when you have in the long summer months when you have during a Shalosh Hodes time between Mincha and Maariv, when people gather together in groups and they don't go to the Rav Shir on Pirkei Avos or whatever the Rav might give Shir on, and they don't spend the time in the Beis Medrash learning whatever topic is applicable to them. And the Chofetz Chaim says how these people gather together in groups and they form groups of Leitzonim. So I know what you might be thinking, that it's not a problem, because David HaMelech in the first capital, the first whole chapter of Tehillim says, "Umoitz of Leitzim lo yashav." I didn't sit amongst Leitzim, and they make sure to stand, so they don't fall into that category. No, that doesn't matter. Look, a little joke over there. That doesn't matter. Umoitz of Leitzim lo yashav doesn't just mean that they're not sitting; they're standing. This is Leitzonim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that they have this opportunity. They're not involved with work now. This Shabbos is not working. What's the excuse not to go learn something? For every single person, every single level, there's some Torah. If it's not by the Shir, open the Sefer. If you want an English one, English, Russian, Russian, Spanish, whatever, any language you want, Baruch Hashem, these days. He is ma'abed as a ace. He wastes time. Asher yuchal asik ben medivrei Torah. Looking at the Chayyim and the Mabo, we're repeating that he could have used that time to learn Torah. So what is he doing? He's showing it's not important. It's not worth anything. And near me died the shemuvaz ben of divrei Hashem uscharu olam haba. He's disgracing olam haba and the reward that one can get for learning Torah. He's showing that it's not worth anything. Chumay Damrinim Perik Chaylek, the Gemara tells us al Apostle, Kidvar Hashem Baza. Kidvar Hashem Baza, the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadites Amar Aleph lists many different examples of what are those things which Hashem despises. Kidvar Hashem Baza, Rabbi Noroi Omar Kol She'ef Shaloi Lasik Batayra Ve'ene Yoisek. Anyone who has that ability to learn Torah and be involved with the Limra Torah, and he does not learn Torah, is the Vahar Hashem Bozo. Hashem says, I am disgusted by your behavior, by your actions. Kidvar Hashem Bozo. Why? Because you could have learned Torah and you didn't. I think it's the Chofetz Chaim who gives such a mashal that I'm about to say, where imagine you get a letter in the mail. Anybody here speak Danish? Not the food, the language. Many people speak the food language. Okay, you speak? Ah, oh, okay, fine. Well, just an example. Imagine you get in the mail a letter from the King of Denmark. You open it up and you come over to Yaakov. Yaakov, can you help me with this? Why do you go to Yaakov? And Yaakov starts a little. You know what? Let's go to somebody. I have a friend of mine. I actually have friends from Denmark. You know, years ago, they moved to, I don't know where they are now, but it's authentic. It's a real deal. What do you even want to do? What does the King of Denmark want with me? How does he know I exist? Wow, that's amazing. Me. And you find the right person who can translate what this letter is talking about. And you find that you're invited to the king's palace. And there are tickets, free tickets, two-way, back and forth. And he explains to you why he wants to speak with you specifically. And you could go on with the mashal, build the mashal even more. He explains the Chofetz Chaim. We got a letter, Lahavdil. The Torah is given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the King of Denmark, the Melech, Malchei Hamlochim, the King of all kings, the creator of this universe. And he says, here is your Torah, this is yours. Eitz Chaim HiLemachazikim Bo. It's the tree of life. learn the Torah, live the Torah, practice the Torah. So a person will say, well, you know, I don't read the language. I don't understand it. So what are we going to do? We go to our friend. We go to someone who can help us understand this language. What does Hashem want from me? But if a person says, I don't understand this language, I have other things to take care of. So what is he doing? He's showing it's not worth, it's not valuable, it's not worth anything. If it was, you'd spend the time trying to invest and to understand what does this letter say? What does this Torah say? This is Kedvar Hashem Boza. Kol she'efshar lo la'asay b'Torah v'eino isek. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, will continue with the lesson that Chofetz Chaim is telling us that we should all take out from this inyan of Leitzonus. Thank you.